How do we see the world around us? As my work moves between the worlds of function and sculpture, I think about how our perspectives frame the way that we see and relate to the world around us, and my desire to engage others with new and different perspectives. My perspective is that of a maker and a teacher. I've worked with clay and a potter's wheel for over 40 years. At this point, it is part of who I am and how I respond to the world around me. Clay has taught me how to be in the moment, to take risks, to trust in myself and be decisive, patient, persistent, and deal with failure. The repetition and physical engagement of working on the wheel gives me the opportunity to focus on the moment and how my actions affect the clay. The slightest touch will cause the clay to move and change course. If I go too far, the clay will collapse. Having thrown thousands of bowls at this point, I've learned how to work with the clay and not fight against it, by looking and listening closely to how it responds. A quiet conversation where the thrown form is discovered. Once fired, these pieces become a record of that conversation to be shared with others. Sometimes these forms remain a single piece, a bowl or a cup to be used and held in the hand. Other times they become building blocks that are sliced and assembled into new forms and wall installations that create a new way to see these familiar thrown forms. This piece, called Spiral Sunflower, was influenced by the large sunflowers in my garden and the amazing patterns of their seeds. I hope my work creates an opportunity for you to be in the moment, whether through the physical sensation of holding a cup in your hand and feeling the undulations of the clay that moved through my hands as it was formed on the wheel, or through the discovery of multiple patterns within Spiral Sunflower. I invite you to look closely to see perhaps a different perspective of what can come from a potter's wheel.